Bring in Joe Fisher now, voice of the Commodores. Joe, how are you this morning?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Was not such a hot night for Vanderbilt last night. It just seemed like Mississippi State jumped out early and Vanderbilt could never really recover.
Yeah, they really got off to a great start, and I think Charles Rhodes had three dunks in the first five trips down the court, and they were clicking early. Kevin had told me beforehand he had a lot of concerns about trying to slow them down offensively because they're just so balanced and so many weapons, and Jamont Gordon playing so much better this year than last year, and he certainly, all of his concerns were valid because that's exactly the way it played out. I mean, you know, Gordon was in total control and just couldn't find a way to slow them down, and if you tried to collapse inside, they'd hit the outside shot. If you got outside on the perimeter, they'd drive it down into the lane, and it was just they had a great night. I thought State played extremely well, and they are peaking at the right time. You know, they're going to be somebody to watch because they've got all the weapons and they've got depth, and they could make a good run here late.
And it was interesting to hear Kevin after the game pretty much say they have an athletic gear that we don't have, frankly.
Yeah, and it was very visible. I mean, you could see it. And, you know, Gordon is an amazing athlete, just with his size and his strength, his ability to handle the basketball, and when he shoots from outside, then you're really in trouble. Well, you know, he doesn't do that a lot and doesn't tend to do it extremely well, but last night he had his outside shooting eyes well, and, you know, I think he remembered he had a very, very rough game last year against Vanderbilt, wanted to redeem himself for that. He was 2-for-13 last year with 9 turnovers. Well, I think he redeemed himself very well last night with a triple-double.
How much do you think that helps Mississippi State's chances of getting a tournament bid? Because, you know, they still have a chance to win the West.
Yeah, they really do. We were looking, they're 7-6, and it's going to come down, you know, 8-8 could conceivably win the West, 9-7 probably will. They've got a shot. Their problem is they have a relatively weak non-conference schedule, and that's going to be an issue for them. But you know, the committee likes how you're playing late, and they've won 4 in a row now. If they're able to keep that roll going and on into the SEC tournament that way, they might play themselves up on the list.
And for the Vanderbilt women's team, senior night tonight, right?
Yeah, it's going to be very emotional tonight. Of course, LSU comes to town, which is emotion enough, you know, ranked in the top 10 as they always are. But, you know, the final regular season home game for Dee Davis and Carla Thomas and Caroline Williams. And, boy, there is a great ton of talent and a lot of wins in this program over the last few years. So I'm sure they'll be very emotional before the game and after. I'll be there with them after the game and as they do their senior night post-game presentations. And hopefully they can put it together and get a big win against the Tigers.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Okay, guys, we'll see you tomorrow.